Superintendent Julie Trepa joins us today. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here. I always enjoy this.
I was watching it. Good audio outside of the volume from the children singing. I missed that.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, but we had like a 20-second delay going on on site, so it was hard for the students to focus when they kept hearing themselves.
You should hear when radio people do it. No, it does happen.
We had,
but again, we did have
the sound. Hopefully,
we did have a number of young students that were there to greet the board.
Yeah,
a little holiday festive.
So fourth graders that give up their recess. Now that's a lot. Like they give up their recess to go and practice singing, and so they were the ones that were able to come and perform for the board. And if anyone was able to go to the Hope Festival, you saw them there.
Yeah.
So it was a great way to start our meeting.
So we had
celebrate the kids.
Had that going, and then we got right into the business of what's happening facility wise. Let's go with
that
first, because that was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are wondering too, because we started the gym renovation project. And I mean, it was a major project. We knew that, but it has just been plagued by ongoing issues.
It really has. It started in March, and it was supposed to be done in August, and we're just plugging away trying to get things finished. But
let's get it done before March.
But we would love to get it done before March, and what was reported to us last night was that it should be done before March. I'm hopeful, but I'll be patient.
Are you optimistic?
I'm hopeful, and I think what matters more is the quality of the work that we receive versus how quickly, because we're able to use the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we're focused on making sure we get the product that we had signed up for, and that's what we're doing.
The board all along has said, because they know this is, and that's why even some of the discussions that have been going on with Tenfold about the entryway, it is the high profile area. You get a lot of traffic in and out of there.
Well, and we're proud of Boone, and we're proud of our school, and we want our gym to reflect that pride. So that's something that kind of prompted the renovation in the first place, and we're thrilled with the things that have already occurred, but we're anxious to have the project completed so we can actually celebrate the completion of the project.
So we hear the acoustical tiles are
somewhere in the state. We were told that the acoustic tiles had arrived. We don't know if the colors are
appropriate,
what we want. So again, cautiously optimistic that perhaps we'll be able to start putting those up. But yeah. And so I think what a lot of people don't realize is the paint that went on the walls was a temporary thing because we were waiting on acoustic wall panels, and I felt strongly that we should be able to see the vision of what the gym was going to be while we waited.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful that I did, given the time frame that we've had. So when those go up, we'll have to adjust some of the painting because it needs to match perfectly all of the different materials that are going to be on the wall.
Yeah. And I know that they've got different vendors. Your contractor's got different vendors, and matching colors between them is not always easy.
No.
Again, this is something that's their business.
It's their business, and so that's why we have been particular about making sure the colors are what we want. And in the end, we will have an amazing gym, but we'll see how long that takes.
Unfortunately, it's taken a lot longer than we had hoped.
Unfortunately, yes.
One thing that is getting just that close to being done, and that's the HVAC exchange.
Yeah.
I mean, one piece that had been taken out previously had to get put back in, but otherwise pretty close to being all wrapped up.
Yeah, we have reached substantial completion once this extra part that we needed to have, because we added a chiller to the system. Once that's put back in, we'll have another substantial completion, and it's ready to go. So we're excited about that. And the HVAC really, that was also tricky. They had to work around our gym remodel. Mm-hmm. So they did a phenomenal job of doing that, and they stayed on target, on budget. That's something that
That was one thing you noted. You noted to the board.
Absolutely. Pretty unusual in this climate to have been on budget for a project like that. So we're really pleased with that.
So that one's going along.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is Graybaugh doing the learning hub. We knew we had a delay in what had been ordered for building for structure, but it's here now. It came on time, and they are trying to do the best they can in the weather.
Well, today it's going to be a bit windy, so it might be a little bit after today. But yeah, as soon as we had the materials, they got right to work, and we'll be getting that enclosed and continue working on it so it can open in the fall. So we're excited that that came in on time, as we're a little nervous about that. we're very pleased.
And the other one, of course, at Ledges. That has...
Great news on
that. The big thing was hoping to get everything shut up, enclosed by really before winter. And they're pushing it right to that.
Well, their original plan was January, so we're actually ahead.
Okay.
And it's always been a tight time frame from the beginning of the project, and I'm pleased to say that right now we're on schedule and a little bit ahead, because they do plan to be enclosed by Christmas, minus the windows and soffits.
Mm-hmm.
The roof is going on the last part of the building right now, and it's really starting to look like the school.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's everybody kind of... keeps looking over there. They try to see it from Snedden, but I said, you got to get around where the trees are and stuff like that. Don't worry, there's a road coming through there.
There is a road that'll be coming through. I heard there's a decent view from Fairway. I don't know.
It does. That's, down south. You can look back at it, too.
Yeah.
Again, it's, so we're moving along pretty good. All the contractors doing that outside of the gym or pushing for that.
Yep.
But that's one of those high-profile.
At least we're using it. So I will say that, there are other districts in the state that weren't able to use their football fields because their football fields didn't get done. So, I'm grateful that we're able to use the facility. I wish it would have been done on time, but we're going to get the product that we want, and we're excited about
that. The board's
that.
Been pretty insistent about it.
Absolutely.
They've been involved with going and looking at some of the issues that have been coming up, and I know Brett's and... passing along the word.
Absolutely.
So all of that happening. A couple of different things from last night. First of all, the board had decided to make available early retirement options. And again, it doesn't happen every year, but it's
not
a tool that can be used as part of doing some budget balancing. And you had a small number of them, but a lot of years of experience.
Dedicated individuals that have definitely earned the ability to retire and enjoy their next stage in their life, and sad to see them go, truly, but a lot of years of service, a lot of years of dedication to Boone Schools.
I know one thing, and Paulette did explain to the board, you had her explain a little bit about the impact and why we do early retirement. You can shift some of the benefits over to the management fund. Mm-hmm. That opens up a little bit more in general. And of course, she did note that depends who gets hired to replace them.
Correct.
Because you could hire. It depends who you get.
Yeah. The only difference is, the retirement benefits can come out of the management fund, and in school finance, where those funds come from matter a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of the perks behind an early retirement system from a district's perspective.
So we do have five.
You've got
some positions you're going to have to fill there, too.
Yeah.
But you did fill a few others, and you got to, I noticed some substitute teachers, because that's a challenge. We talked about it last time.
Yeah.
Not just here, but a lot of districts going through that.
Yeah. A few.
Got a few.
We're going to keep lined plugging
up.
Away, try and get some more. Anyone interested in getting their sub-authorization, you might be eligible and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
So.
Contact the district. You can help steer them in that right direction, too. Let's talk a little bit. Mike Kennedy had to do the hard surface transportation, something we don't use very often, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. It's there because sometimes gravel roads are impassable, and... So it's common for districts to have points of pickup outside of the gravel roads in the conditions that would warrant it. And I'm going to knock on wood that we haven't had to use in the time I've been here. So hopefully we won't this year, but there is a plan if we need to. So
I think Mike was thinking back. I know Ogden and United have had a few times, but again, they've got a few more gravel roads, rural area to cover.
Mm-hmm.
And Boone, again, we have a narrow... Mm-hmm. North-South district, so...
We do, but
There are some areas occasionally.
It's beneficial to have the plan ahead of time, be proactive, and not have to kind of scramble in the end. And now those individuals that live on those gravel roads know what the plan is. So. Okay.
One thing people won't have to debate is what the school calendar is going to look like. You only have one option this year.
Yeah, we're really only going to have one option because where the dates fall don't give us a lot of options. So it's going to be extremely similar to this year, just one less snow, built-in snow day.
I know staff, you've already had a lot of people go through and take a look at it. And
we did.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's what we've got.
And we're like, hey, any other ideas?
Not a lot of them out there.
Not a whole lot. Given it just depends on the calendar year where those dates fall, because we the 23rd is a hard date that we can't go ahead of that.
Nope. There's no choice there.
Correct. And our community really likes to be out by Memorial Day, so we try to honor that as well.
Try to fit it in the best we can.
Yep.
And if Mother Nature wants to play along and help you, that's great.
It would be lovely. Yes.
So we're keeping our fingers crossed here.
Yeah.
The board last night did approve going ahead. The district is going to retain a professional communications firm to provide some help.
Yeah.
And this is not uncommon. We're seeing this showing up more and more, not just here in school districts, but
several of our conference schools have utilized actually the firm that we have just signed on to.
The Donovan Group.
Yep. And they provide a service that we do not currently have a person for, expertise. And really the piece that helps more is that they're 24/7. It doesn't matter when we might need assistance in communication. They can do that all day, all night, on the weekends, things like that. So just provides more efficiency, and we're hoping better communication with our community so that people know what we're doing in Boone.
I mean, first of all, people are going to say, wow, couldn't we just have somebody on staff do all? And, well,
the cost is half like a part-time person.
Yeah.
And so what we're gaining with the cost of this firm is much greater than what we would with hiring someone. And there are some school districts that have hired, but people with communication directors oftentimes have, I mean, there's a fairly high salary rate for that.
Yeah.
And so
that's why we have some EDGE students that are trying to learn more of this.
That's correct. Yeah. And so I think that people will see a difference in the next few weeks, honestly, just in having that available to us as a resource.
So it's not just social media either. It's public. It's kind of a public relations.
It kind of is. And so there are times when the press releases they'll help with to make sure that we're getting those stories out. Right now, we don't have anyone to write those press releases. So
except when you have time.
Except when I have time, yeah. And so they will assist with those. Sometimes there are districts when you have a crisis situation and you need to be able to get factual information out quickly, they can assist with that. They can worry about the communication while we worry about the situation.
Yeah.
And so I think that's another advantage to that. But the best part about the group is that we get to try them out for a few months without obligation. So if it doesn't provide the kind of service that we are anticipating, we simply back out and we don't have to pay any extra fees for having been in that contract. So that, to me, was kind of like a no-brainer. Let's try them out, see what we think. This particular firm actually helps 25 different school districts in the state of Iowa.
Already.
Yeah.
So, and again, we'll just see how it works out.
We'll see how it goes, and we'll ask for feedback. I will be reporting back to the board in a few months just to see if they feel that it has given the positive impact that we are hoping for.
And again, for people wondering, it's $2,500 a month.
So. $2,500 a month, regardless of how much we use them. So
we've got that going on. Let's see a few other things. We have a whole adjustment on your schedule here coming forward between work sessions and you're getting ready for budget. And
we are. So part of what sparked all of our date changes is before Paulette came back to Boone, she had a planned vacation and worked around the district that she was working for at the time to make sure that she would not miss a board meeting. Well, unfortunately, that fell on one of our regularly scheduled meetings, and I told her I preferred to have her there. So the board was gracious enough to move our regularly scheduled meeting to the 20th, which we had previously had a work session.
That's in February.
February. So we'll go from the 13th to the 20th. That's the regularly scheduled board meeting. February 6th, we want to have a board work session so they can provide Paulette and I with the assumptions that they would like us to use to determine our five-year projections. And some people might wonder what those assumptions would be, and things like, how many students do we want to anticipate receiving over the next 5 years? Do we want to follow the Department of Ed's guidance? Do we want to follow our own numbers? How much do we want to set aside each year for different pieces? So there are just some decisions that need to be made by a board that we need some guidance before we can provide a projection for them so that we have an idea of where we're headed.
And there are folks, there are, I mean, data that comes out. I know the Department of Ed does this too.
They do.
You see this much growth. You're anticipating this many residents in your district.
So like this
new
year.
New children and things
so
like that.
This year, the Department of Ed had predicted that we would be up 15 and we were up 17. Next year, they predict that we'll be up again, which is great, like 14. We hope
but
that
still,
they're right. But
up.
After that, they predict that we'll be down up to 96 students. So we'll see. And they use the birth rate mainly as their main predictor to kind of see what they think we'll have. But
then from the district point, you have to look at who's moving in, who's moving out, what's happening on the economic development side.
Absolutely. So we need to know what guidance they would like to provide us, and then we'll take it, and then we'll be able to share those at a later date. And then on March 6th, we will meet on budget again to discuss our aid levy.
And by then, we'll see what the legislature's done.
We need to wait a little bit to make sure we have the information that we can share with the board, or it would be, not a time. And then the one that I forgot to talk about was January 3rd. We're hoping to... I'll be inviting the legislators to see if they're available. But we will be talking about teacher retention. That's something that we're going to have a little brainstorm session about.
Good luck.
That's right.
Everybody's doing those.
Everyone's doing it.
It's just kind of like the process we've been going through on the substitute teachers.
Absolutely.
What do you do to incentivize? How do we get them to come to our district?
Get them here, how do we make sure that
we keep them?
Absolutely, because as you can see from our early retirements, Boone's a great place to be. People will stay. We just need to help everyone see that, so
get there too. Just some of the things from the board meeting. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on for the holiday time here, so
oh
if everybody
my,
knows
there's all kinds of things.
Okay, so here we are coming up with Christmas and New
I know.
I mean, on a Sunday, that kind of throws everything. Well, it doesn't throw everything off, but it does give you a little shorter holiday break, doesn't it? Christmas.
Well,
break?
Yeah, we've got 7 days this year, and that's what their calendar has for next year. So seven school days. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what's going on? When are we done?
Oh, the 22nd is what our 2-hour early release. So we get out that day.
All right, on the 22nd.
And we have our Shoal concert coming up this Sunday afternoon in the auditorium. I know in the past I've been told that sometimes it's in the gymnasium. Without the acoustic wall panels, we want to be in the auditorium, especially when music's involved. So,
So we'll do that.
Yeah.
If it sounds as good as the theater production. Well,
that's right.
It'll be great.
It'll be fantastic.
Okay.
Yes.
So people, show up for that.
Yeah.
Are we charging them? We're letting them in? No, don't. Kidding. It's going to fill up. It always does.
Yeah.
So.
I'm looking forward to it because it had to go on hiatus for a little bit over COVID. So
they'll be back. Okay.
Yeah.
And then coming back, the 3rd? January 3rd? You can't tell there.
I can't tell there. I believe it's the 3rd.
Yeah, that would be Tuesday. Monday would still be part of the New Year's holiday.
For sure.
We'll do that.
Whatever 7 school days is, that's when we come back. That's what I recall.
All right.
That's what happens when I don't have the same break.
Well, there you go. That's good. Anyway, a lot of things going on. So, again, facility-wise, got some meetings that are going to be held. You still continue to meet with contractors and keep updated?
Yeah, so we meet about the elementary school every 2 weeks, sometimes more frequently when needed. We'll start picking back up with Crossroads here. We were meeting monthly until now that it's been delivered. We'll meet more frequently again. Sure. We have a meeting today on the gym, so we'll continue to meet about that. So, yeah, lots of construction meetings. Make sure they're
doing what you're hoping to.
Yeah, exactly.
What we want to get done.
Yeah.
And then in the meantime, otherwise, everything else school-wise is going along pretty good.
It's
I was
going
to ask you, how's the illness been?
Well, you know, we got hit hard in October. So I would say that was, I mean, not that
you
we don't have illness, but it was worse
then,
I believe. But wash your hands, do all the things you know what to do.
Yeah.
That will help us. But yeah, we still have stuff going around.
So, I did see at least on the latest report from Department of Public Health, a lot of school probably somewhere in that 50-60 range for schools hitting 10%.
Yeah. So, and we have not hit that yet. Again, I mean, knock on wood, we have not hit that yet. So we're going to hope
cover
that
your
that
cough,
continues.
Wash your hands,
exactly.
And if you're sick, stay home.
Please do. Yes. There's no need to. When you're ill, you don't perform well anyway. Okay. So,
Boone School Superintendent Julie Trepp on our program today. Thanks for joining us. Have a good holiday season.
Thank you so much.